Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about something that we all face or should face, we all should be considering, and that is finishing well. We finish a lot of things in life as life goes on. There is an end to things. There is an end, for instance, as I think about it, to marriage. Marriage will end one way or the other. Either Jesus will return, and what a great day that will be, or one or the other spouse will die and go to be with the Lord. And so at least that's how God designs it as the two possible finishing points for a marriage. And so how do we finish well? I've been 40+ years into that. And so I want to finish well. Or raising kids. Although it seems like my kids are in their 20s and 30s and you never quite finish, but yet you want to finish well in the sense of what is your goal with your kids or grandkids? What is your goal? And to be able to look ahead well and to say, where do I want to take them? Where do I want them to be when I finish? Or your career. Careers all, if you live long enough, come to an end, come to a stopping point, and you want to finish well. How do you finish well? What are the things that you consider in a career as you finish well? So those are some of the things we want to talk about today, just kind of give some thoughts on. I want to begin where we should always begin, and that is with Scripture. And scriptures give us, they point us in some directions about finishing well. Some are kind of depressing and some are encouraging. So let's take a look. We'll begin the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, which we believe was written by King Solomon. And it's a generally very honest, depressing sometimes, but that's because it's honest book. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish. Yet they will have control over all the fruit of my toil, into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. Wow. So that's an encouraging word about finishing well, huh? 3 John chapter 1, well, there is only one chapter, verses 3 and 4. The Apostle John writes, "It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." So there's some good direction about finishing well in many areas of life. Our goal, our telos in the Greek, finishing well, is that our children, whether it's our kids, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in our career, whatever, the things we leave behind, the goal of all of that is that my children, my posterity, are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And so that's certainly a goal of ours as we finish well, that we are leading people to Jesus, and that the next generation and the next generation to live on will be walking in the truth. All right, next scripture, Matthew chapter 25. It's a parable of Jesus. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." And so we want to be faithful. The results are often left up to God and the craziness of the world, which kind of sometimes destroys some things that we're faithful at. But nevertheless, we want to prove faithful in our marriages, faithful in our raising of children, faithful in our careers. We want to be faithful in things, Jesus says. And then finally, 2 Timothy chapter 4, the last, really almost the last written words of St. Paul that we have. Paul says, "I am already being poured out like a drink offering. The time for my departure, my finishing well, is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 to 8. That is, if you can say that at the end of your life, then you have finished well. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finishing well, according to the scriptures. So let's talk about finishing well. Well, let's back up a little bit. Beginning well is, I think, if I think about beginning and the middle and the end, I think the beginning is, it has its pitfalls, but it's probably the easiest. You know, the beginning of a marriage, you're just excited and in love and everything's wonderful. And at least if it goes right, of course. But, you know, the first year, you know, everything's just new and fresh. And or the first, you know, you get into a career and of course you make some mistakes in your career, but you're excited. You got your whole future is ahead of you. Same with raising kids. The whole future is ahead of you. When they're 6 months old and you make mistakes, well, you know, it's little mistakes. You know, you don't change their diaper at the right time or whatever it might be. Certainly mistakes of less consequence than they can make as teenagers and as young adults. So beginning well is, I think, the easiest of the three, although there's pitfalls there. In the middle of things, it's kind of the dog days, you know, the dog days of summer. Middle school, is that the hardest time to parent somebody, to parent a child? Middle school, early high school years, it's brutal for them and for you. You know, the seven-year itch in marriage, the middle years, and your eyes sometimes can wander, and that can be a problem. So those middle years are tough. The middle years in a career when you realize your hopes and dreams of what you might have thought you might have accomplished, it's not going to come to be. And you just kind of have to go to work every day and you slog it out and you earn the money to provide for yourself and your family. The middle years are tough years, but somewhere along the line of beginning and middle, you got to have your eyes on finishing, because finishing well is what really counts. If you can finish well, as St. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, if you can finish well, wow, there's something to be said for that. And so you have to keep your eyes on that finish. A lot of TV preachers are known for not finishing well. They start well. They start getting large audiences, you know, but they don't often finish well. That's kind of tough. Billy Graham is admired in large part because he finished well. Many others don't finish well. The sin of pride comes in. You get puffed up. The sin of pride is always present, but I think the further you get into something and the more successful you are, the higher up in an organization you go, the more the sin of pride can take over. And the scripture is clear, let the one who stands take heed lest he fall. So we got to watch out for that sin of pride. And make sure that you fight against that, that we stay humble if we want to finish well. Another aspect of finishing well is, I think, knowing when to quit, knowing when to hold them and when to fold them, as they say, as the song says. How many sports figures do we see that have stayed too long? And it's just kind of sad to see them as a shell of themselves hanging on because they don't know what else to do. Or for whatever reason, I can't get inside their heads. But it seems like they don't know where to go, and so they just hang on for one last shot at glory, but it doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen only in sports, but it happens all over the place. Why do we stay too long? I don't know. Maybe we can't evaluate ourselves well. We think we still got it, but we don't. Maybe we don't really want to listen to others. Maybe we don't have others around us who we can listen to well, who will tell us the truth. Maybe they don't feel they can tell us the truth. Hey, it's time to get out. Maybe we stay too long because of our identity. Maybe our identity's in our job, in our career, and it's not in Christ. And so we can't leave because we got to hold on to that career, for instance. Because if we don't have it, what do we have? We're nothing. And maybe we need to take stock right now and say, is my identity in my career or is my identity in Christ? What exactly does that mean? Flesh that out a little bit. Another part of ending well, finishing well, besides watching out for pride, watching out that we don't fall along the way, watching out that we don't stay too long. Another part of finishing well is to realize that we're not in a sprint. And here's a surprise, we're also not in a marathon. We are in a relay race. That's what we're in. Ecclesiastes kind of hinted at that when Solomon wrote there and said, who knows who you pass the baton to and whether they'll be a wise person or a foolish person. And so he said, this is meaningless, all our toil under the sun. Well, part of finishing well is to realize we're in a relay and to make a good succession plan, to have a good succession plan for particularly a career. To say, how is it that I'm going to pass the baton? And the baton can be dropped. It's not completely up to you as you think about finishing well, but how do I pass the baton onto the next generation in a way that allows the next generation to succeed, in a way that allows the next generation to even run longer and farther and faster than I ran my race? So finishing well really involves not denying the inevitable, but planning well in advance for it. How do we plan well for our kids to be faithful to Christ? Third John, John's letter, the third John chapter 1, talked about that. I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. How do we plan well for that? How do we plan well? You know, as we go through life, we're encouraged by the world to have these bucket lists. And I think it's good to have a bucket list. But I read a book a little bit ago that talked about dividing that bucket list by decade and not saving skydiving for when you're 90 years old, but doing skydiving when you can do it and doing other things when you can do them. So how do we have a bucket list that we make sure we can actually accomplish in this world? Because I think God's given us this world for our joy. And yet at the same time, when we get to the end, when we're finishing well, it doesn't mean just enjoying, being self-centered, making it all about me. Finishing well, I don't think we ever finish serving others. I don't think we ever finish pouring our lives into others. As we age, we want to think about how are we going to serve when we're 40? How are we going to serve others when we're 50, 60, 70, 80, or however many years God's given to us? Another aspect of finishing well, I should probably make a whole list of these things as I think about them, but how do we plan our giving to God's kingdom so that we can continue to bless people even after we're gone, even? How do we make a plan to use the gifts God's given to us to bless others now, to bless others in the future while we're here on this earth, and to truly finish well, to bless others even after we're gone? How do we do that? Estate planning is so important to finishing well. A lot of us ignore it because we say, "Well, I don't want to think about that day. I don't want to think about it. I want it out of my head. I don't want to look at it." But it's going to come. Do we have an estate plan in place? Do you have a will in place? Finishing well involves having a will. It is a godly thing to realize that one day you're going to go to be with Jesus, and that day is going to be a day far beyond what you could ask or imagine. And then even after that, Jesus is going to return and raise you from the dead, and you will live in the new heavens and new earth forever. And that day will be even more spectacular than the day of your death if Jesus doesn't return first. Do you have a will in place? Do you have an estate plan in place? And that needs to be reviewed every 5 years or so, or every time there's a major life change, so that you're ready. You're ready when Jesus returns. If Jesus doesn't return, you're ready to die, and you're ready to bless the next generation with your will. That's part of finishing well. So that's kind of what we have for you today, is just to take some time to think about finishing well and apply that to whatever situation you are facing in life, whether that be a kid's, marriage, career, whatever it is, to think about What's coming 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, depending on how old you are? Do you have 30 years left, 40, 50 years left? Think about now how you finish well, and if there's areas that you need to work on take time to work on them, because it gives a great sense of satisfaction to know that you are prepared, that you've planned for that future. Of course, God, you know, sends curveballs to us, and then we replan, we reshift, we shuffle based on the things that God gives to us. But we're called to plan well and to finish well. I would pray for each of our listeners, and of course, beyond our listeners, that we would be able to say the same things that St. Paul said in 2 Timothy. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Finish well. That's what we got for you today on Eagles on the Hill. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know how you plan to finish well. Some thoughts that I maybe didn't have in the podcast that you were thinking, wow, he should have said that. Also, let us know other topics that you'd like us to talk about. Remember, as we close, that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast.